Beyond Sundays, Session 5, Transformation. Transformation calls us to adapt to change with courage and hope. Let's explore where change is happening in our lives and how it can help us grow. Good evening, friends. It is good to gather again for our Beyond Sundays time of reflection, connection, and spiritual grounding. Tonight, we turn our attention toward one of our most important core Unitarian Universalist values, transformation. Transformation is one of those words we use often, but rarely slow down to examine. We talk about changing, improving, starting over, and reinventing ourselves. But transformation is something deeper than surface change. It's not about fixing what's broken. It's about becoming more fully who we already are. Tonight, we'll explore transformation using our familiar what, so what, now what framework. What is transformation, really? Why does transformation matter, especially when change is hard or slow? And finally, what does transformation ask of us in our daily lives? What's our next move, having accepted that transformation is necessary or inevitable? Please join me in an attitude of prayer, adapted from the Values Prayer by Christopher Buys after St. Francis. Spirit of love and truth, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is indifference and hard-heartedness, may we bring justice. Where there is selfishness, may we bring equity. Where there is stagnation and resistance to change, may we bring transformation. Where there is homogeneity, may we bring pluralism. Where there is isolation or separation, may we bring interdependence. Where there is greed, may we bring generosity. And where there is hatred, intolerance, or fear, may we bring love. Help us to be instruments of your peace, with love at the center of everything we do. Amen. Ashe, and blessed be. I want to share a reading with you, Winter as Crucible by Catherine May, from Wintering, the Power of Rest and Retreat in Difficult Times. The changes that take place in winter are a kind of alchemy, an enchantment performed by ordinary creatures to survive. Plants and animals don't fight the winter. They don't pretend it's not happening and attempt to carry on living the same lives that they lived in the summer. They prepare. They adapt. They perform extraordinary acts of metamorphosis to get them through. Winter is a time of withdrawing from the world, maximizing scant resources, carrying out acts of brutal efficiency, and vanishing from sight. But that's where the transformation occurs. Winter is not the death of the life cycle, but its crucible. Our Chalice Lighting. May This Flame by Betz Weinecke. May this flame, symbol of transformation since time began, fire our curiosity, strengthen our wills, and sustain our courage as we seek what is good within and around us. Transformation is a deep and intentional process of change that reshapes how we understand ourselves, live our values, and how we engage with the world. It goes beyond surface-level adjustments or short-term improvements and touches the underlying patterns, beliefs, and choices that guide our lives. Let's define transformation. Transformation is not about becoming someone entirely new or fixing what is quote-unquote wrong. Instead, It is about becoming more fully who we are meant to be, living with greater alignment between our values, our actions, and our sense of purpose. True transformation involves awareness of what no longer serves us, choice rooted in intention rather than habit, an action that reflects our evolving values, and finally, persistence through discomfort, uncertainty, and growth. Transformation unfolds over time. It is rarely linear, often uncomfortable, and deeply personal. Yet it is also empowering, freeing, and life-affirming. As we transform ourselves, our actions ripple outward, shaping our relationships, our communities, and the world we share. In this way, transformation is both an inner journey and a collective act, grounded in courage, compassion, and the willingness to grow. At its core, transformation is possible, but not automatic. Many people want change, a different life rhythm, a healthier body, a more meaningful vocation, a deeper sense of peace or purpose. And yet, many attempts, even well-intentioned or heartfelt ones, at change stall or fade. That doesn't mean transformation is a myth. It means transformation requires more than intention alone. True transformation involves three interwoven realities. First, readiness matters. Not everyone is ready for change at the same moment. Sometimes we want the results of a transformation without being ready for the process. Transformation often begins when staying the same becomes more painful than changing. Number two, our environment shapes us. Who and what surrounds us deeply influences whether change takes root. Constant negativity can drain your momentum. Discouragement can weaken your resolve. But supportive relationships strengthen commitment. Transformation is not a solo act. It happens within systems, communities, and patterns of influence. And number three, people transform differently. Some people push forward with sheer determination. Others need encouragement, accountability, or time. There is no moral hierarchy here. Different nervous systems, life histories, and experiences shape how change unfolds. What matters is not how fast transformation happens, but that we don't give up. Transformation is not a personality trait. It is a practice. Some reflection questions for the what part of our service today. When you think about personal transformation, what feelings arise for you first? Excitement, resistance, fear, hope, or something else? What might those feelings be telling you about your readiness for change? The idea of deciding is central to transformation. Where in your life are you currently, quote unquote, considering change rather than truly deciding? And what has kept you from committing fully? Letting go is rarely easy, but it is often necessary, and equally importantly, letting go doesn't mean failure. It means acknowledging that something once served us and no longer does. Third, transformation is an act of integrity. To transform is to live more honestly. It is choosing alignment with your growth, your maturity, your truth, over comfort, and over habit. Becoming someone new, different, stronger, instead of staying in the same old familiar, comfortable, static place that doesn't require you to stretch, grow, or take a risk. Transformation is not selfish. It's faithful to life itself. So why does transformation matter? How might having a clear and compelling vision of your future change your ability to stay motivated when transformation feels difficult or slow? What limiting beliefs about yourself or about what is possible for you may be quietly shaping your choices right now? And how do those beliefs affect your willingness to act? So now what do we do? We've talked about the definition of transformation and some reasons why transformation is important. But how do we live transformation in our daily lives? Transformation doesn't happen in dramatic leaps. It happens in small, faithful actions. Here are three grounding practices that can prepare you for real change. Number one, stay open to adjustment. Transformation is rarely linear. If a plan stops working, revise it, and if a vision no longer fits, reimagine it. Flexibility is not failure, it's wisdom. Number two, practice letting go gently. Letting go doesn't require burning bridges. It may simply mean setting boundaries, releasing expectations, or loosening your emotional grip on what was. Freedom often arrives gradually, not suddenly. Number three, commit to persistence. Transformation favors those who continue. When setbacks come, and they will, learn, adjust, and begin again. Determination and persistence are not about force. They are about refusing to abandon yourself. Let's talk a bit about putting transformation into practice. If you were to choose one specific area of your life for focused transformation this month, February, what would it be? And what decision would you need to make to move forward? How could you gently measure progress in this area? Not to judge yourself, but to notice growth, learning, and forward movement over time. Transformation is not about becoming someone else. It is about becoming more honest, more aligned, more whole. And while it may be uncomfortable at times, transformation ultimately brings us home to ourselves. In our next steps together, we'll explore how journaling, affirmations, and intentional practices can support transformation not as a one-time event, but as a living, breathing way of being. Our February transformation practices, from insight to action. Transformation becomes real when insight turns into intentional action. Each week in the upcoming month invites a gentle but meaningful practice, building toward intentional living rather than reactive change. Week 1, February 1st to the 7th, recognition, becoming an active participant. Our theme, change is not something that happens to us, it is something we participate in. Our practice for this week, notice where you are choosing or not. For 1 week, simply notice. Where are you actively choosing? Where are you defaulting, drifting, or reacting? You don't need to fix anything just yet. Just observe. Reflection prompts. Where in my life do I feel most intentional right now? And where am I letting life happen rather than shaping it? Why does this matter? Transformation begins with recognition. Awareness is the doorway to intentional action. Week 2, February 8th to the 14th. Personal action, one chosen step. Our theme, action is the catalyst for change. Our practice, choose one small intentional action. Select one area of your life where change feels needed. Choose one small action you can take this week that reflects your values. Examples. Setting a boundary. Starting or stopping a daily habit. Speaking a truth you've been holding back. Making a decision you've been postponing. Keep it simple. Small actions matter. Reflection prompts. What action feels slightly uncomfortable, but honest? How does this action align with who I am becoming? And why does this matter? Because action defines the journey of transformation. Without it, nothing changes. Week 3, February 15th to the 21st. Ripple effects beyond the self. Our theme, every action influences more than we realize. Our practice, act with awareness of impact. This week, consider how your actions affect others. Your words, your presence, and your participation or absence. Choose one action that intentionally contributes to connection, kindness, or justice, however small. Here's some examples. Encouraging someone. Supporting a cause or community effort. Sharing a message that reflects your values. Optional reflection prompts. Where might my actions be creating ripples I don't yet see? How does my transformation serve something larger than myself? Why does this matter? Because transformation doesn't stop with us. Action creates change in the world around us. Week 4, February 22nd to the 28th. Embracing discomfort. Growth at the edge. Our theme, discomfort is not a sign of failure, it's a sign of growth. Practice leaning gently into discomfort. Notice moments of discomfort this week. When you feel uncertain. When you feel resistance. When you feel vulnerable. Instead of pulling away, ask, what is this discomfort inviting me to learn or release? You are not required to push harder, only to stay present. Reflection prompts. What discomfort am I ready to meet with curiosity rather than fear? And how has discomfort already shaped my growth in the past? Why does this matter? Discomfort is where resilience is built and transformation deepens. Our closing integration for February. As February comes to an end, reflect on the following. What shifted for you, even slightly? What actions felt most aligned? And what do you want to carry forward into March? Transformation is not measured by dramatic change, but by intentional living practiced over time. And here's our closing blessing for this session. May you move forward from this gathering, trusting that transformation does not demand perfection, only presence. May you honor your readiness, your courage, and your capacity to choose again and again. May your actions, however small, reflect the values you hold dear. And may love, steady, patient, and wise, guide you as you become ever more fully yourself. Amen. Blessed be, and may it ever be so. This has been Reverend Diane M. Daniels, Consulting Minister for the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Storrs. Have a fantastic week ahead. Be good to yourself, and be intentional about your spiritual practices.